Well, praise God. We'll go ahead and get started. Lord, thanks so much. We sure do appreciate this opportunity, an opportunity to be instructed by you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that your word said you lead us into truth. You lead us into truth. So we're coming with our hearts open, attentive, ready to hear the truth, ready to be corrected and adjusted and changed and grown. And so we give you this time. And we receive your instruction now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise God, everybody. Yeah, so today we're going to have more of a Bible study kind of format. And there's a topic that the Lord's been talking to me about for a few weeks, and it's kind of going back to, in a way, going back to basics, but he led me back to it's a scripture, kind of the foundational scripture. It's 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So I had to go back to looking at faith, and really a foundational on faith. Now, faith, you know, we talk a lot about faith, and faith can sometimes be a nebulous thing. Now, does faith have anything to do with healing?
Sure.
Sure. Is there any scriptural examples that you can think of that where faith has to do with healing?
With who?
With healing.
Oh, I thought you said feeling.
No, healing.
Okay.
Healing. With healing.
Yeah, the leper came to Jesus believing he could heal him.
Believing he could heal him. Yeah, the leper came to Jesus believing he could heal him. In fact, when one of the 10 lepers, when Jesus, when the 10 lepers came, and then the Samaritan that he was healed, he came back.
Blind Bartimaeus.
Yeah, and then when that, but Jesus told the one Samaritan that came back, he said, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole." And you mentioned blind Bartimaeus. Yeah, when he came, he came to Jesus, and Jesus, you know, he said, "What do you want me to do? What do you want to have me do?" He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight."
Yeah.
And Jesus told him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you whole."
Yep.
See, so there was a part that that faith is key there. Faith is part of healing. So we talk about healing class. Yes. Faith is integrated. There's a couple other places. Can you think of any other places where he talked about your faith?
With the issue of blood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The lady with the issue of blood. She came up. She reached out. She said, "If I might touch the hem of his garment, I should be well."
The centurion.
The centurion, yeah, the centurion whose servants. What was the rest of that one?
He said, "Well, he said, you just speak the word only."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
As I have authority, you know, I understand these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jesus told him,
"I have not seen faith in Israel, no, not as great as this."
Yeah, he said, "I've seen such great faith in Israel." Mm-hmm. So Jesus talked about the faith there. When he talked about the woman with the issue of the blood, you know, he said, "Be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your faith has made you well.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you remember the Gentile woman, the Syrophoenician, she came to him. The Gentile woman that came with the daughter that was demon possessed, and then he called her a dog. He said,
"But even the dogs eat from the master's table."
For this saying, the healing is the children's bread. Yeah, he said, "The healing is the children's bread." And he said, "O woman, great is your faith." She reached out. "Great is your faith." You can come on up in a circle here. Yeah. "Great is your faith." So, over and over, we have healing ones, and they're tied to faith, and it's something that when Jesus associated that, he mentioned it about being their faith, your faith, your faith, your faith, tying in with them receiving healing. So healing faith is a component here. So I was going back to looking at, it's going back into looking at faith. And even in there, if you remember the time when they tore off the tiles on the roof.
Yeah.
And they let him down. Mm-hmm. And it said Jesus saw their faith. Yeah. So faith is something that he could see. Mm-hmm. And so it's something there. So he had this thing called faith. And it's like, okay, what is this faith? So what is faith? What is faith?
Trusting in God.
Trusting in God.
Believing in your heart that God can do what he says what he says.
Believing that he can do what he said he can do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there a scripture that tells us what faith is?
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yeah, and where is that?
That's in
Hebrews.
Yeah.
Not Hebrews.
Hebrews chapter 11.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and turn there.
It's Hebrews 11.
Hebrews 11. Yeah, it's the faith. The Faith Hall of Fame. A lot of times we'll talk about the Faith Hall of Fame. And these are all people that it talks about. By faith, so-and-so did this. By faith, so-and-so did this. By faith, they received. By faith. Yeah. So it's a lot. And since we see that faith is such a key part in the ministry of Jesus, then we want to be able to say, I'll get a better understanding as this faith. I think sometimes we talk about things like, you know, okay, we're stepping out in faith, and people don't quite have a, what does that mean? What does that mean? What is faith? So let's look at that.
This says that faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses.
Hmm. Well, was that a...
That's from Amplified.
Amplified. That's good. Would you read that again?
Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses.
Yeah, so faith comprehends as fact what cannot be comprehended by the physical senses, which is kind of like we were talking about that opening scripture where we said we walk by faith, not by sight, not by what we can comprehend with the physical senses. So you know, in the New King James, talk faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So now, I don't know if anybody is. Do you guys use like a Concordant Strong's or any of those things? There's some really nice Bible tools. I use Blue Letter Bible online, which is a really nice one that you can search things up. So I like to look at like what the Greek words mean and how they're used. And so when I looked at that one, it says faith is the substance. What's that word, substance? Does anybody have? You had another translation. Does anybody have another translation of that?
Mine says assurance.
Assurance.
Yeah.
And eaten in there. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Assurance. I think
realization.
The realization. I think another one says confidence. Yeah, confidence. And so that Greek word substance also has the idea of foundation. There's a certainty, there's a surety, there's a trust, there's a confidence that you can have. So faith is that confidence of things hoped for. So,
Yeah, my Bible down here, it says, and is used as in the technical sense of a title deed.
The title deed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this says title deed or confirmation of things hoped for.
Yeah, so it's like the title deed. When you have the title deed,
you own it.
It's yours.
It belongs to you.
Mm-hmm. It belongs to you.
Yeah.
When you have the title deed. Mm-hmm. So when you start thinking of these things, like what I wanted to try to get is how can we picture faith in more of a picture that we can really grab, not just cloudy faith. Mm-hmm. But what is it? Mm-hmm. Title deed.
Yeah.
It's an assurance. It's a conviction. It's a certainty. It's a foundation.
Yes.
This is Pamela. You're going to look at me like, but that's okay. It's like this morning,
that's okay.
I was like this. Mm-hmm. Hey, Les was trying to calm me down. I have to walk by faith that has God. Slow me down. Slow me down, Lord. Calm me down.
Yeah.
And when I do that, I can feel it. She prayed for me. I could feel that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the Lord, when He confirms to me that I'm calming you down, he buckles me. Now, why? I don't know. I guess that's between him and I. I don't know. But he does that. And I can relax that way.
Sometimes
I have a word to you people.
God is so good because he meets you where you are. Isn't that cool? God meets you where you are. He talked, like, when he talked to the blind. Go ahead.
I just said, he responds to each one of us so differently. It's a personal thing.
Exactly.
There's no cookie cutter way that God's going to speak with us.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Because when he talked to the two blind men after he healed Jairus' daughter, and there's two blind men that followed him crying out, and he just kept going. They went into the house, and he said, according to your faith, let it be done unto you. So there's a part that we, it's not like just, okay, God's up there, boom, boom, boom. You get it this way.
In mine, it said, like, I'll give you this is the Spirit-filled Bible. It says the Strong's, consistency, preventness, commitment, bearing up, patience, steadfast hold, help, patience, endurance. So it's all those patience and endurance. And
yeah.
Gets into the, it's up to you. It's not up to somebody else. It's your endurance. But he puts it in you as far as I use it.
Yeah. That's a key thing you said. Okay, so where did the faith come from?
From God. It's coming from your heart.
God.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's something you can't see. You got to have faith.
Yeah.
It's not a visual thing.
Yeah.
You always look, what does it look like?
What's it look like?
Like nothing.
Right. Yeah, how can I?
Yeah, you can't.
We want to, like, if I can say it this way, we want to put it so our senses can understand it. So our senses can grasp it.
Well, I put it where I feel it in my heart, or feel it. I feel it someplace else sometimes. If you're convinced of something and you hear something else, thank you, God. You know, and something happens. It's the faith or the realization that you weren't aware this was going to happen.
Right.
And it happened.
Yeah.
Don't try and question it.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just that don't kind of like the knowing, the knowing.
Yeah, I remember once I was talking to somebody about faith, and she was saying, like, yeah, but you know, I don't have faith like you do. And I was like, no, that's not true. We've all been given a measure of faith, but we expound on it from faith to faith, you know, and that's what I so love about faith. We all have faith. When I came and sat down this morning, I didn't check this chair to make sure it would hold me. You know, that was faith, you know, believe it or not, you know. So I that's how I explained it to her. And she was like, oh, okay, I see now. And I like the way you said, make it relevant that we can see it. You know, faith is, because normally, you know, when you ask somebody what is faith, the first thing they say is, faith is the substance of things hoped for,
right,
the evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
So it's good when you can even make it even plainer.
Yeah.
You know, bring it to the forefront. Like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah. Because that can still be kind of a, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
What does
once
that mean?
You quote that scripture, they say, okay, well.
What's that mean?
So what does that mean? So if I said it myself in the beginning, okay, so yeah, that sounds good. But what does it mean?
What's that mean?
You know, I mean, for real though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, like you mentioned about title deed.
Mm-hmm.
We can picture. Oh, I know what title deed.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
I know what title deed means. Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. I know what that means. Mm-hmm. I know what certainty.
Exactly.
I know what that is. And then you mentioned about, I don't have the faith, but faith is from God. Like you mentioned
That's right.
The scripture out of Peter.
Yeah.
This one you had mentioned about. Like precious faith.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, actually in Romans it was given, Romans 12:3.
Okay, yeah.
It talks about each of us given the measure of faith.
The measure of faith.
The measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were given the measure of faith.
Right.
It was a gift from God. And then, but Peter says, saying we have like precious faith.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means if we have like precious faith as Peter, well, it's the same faith.
Mm-hmm.
And whose faith was it? from his faith. Mm-hmm. His faith.
Exactly.
Is there a scripture that you can think of that talks about that?
No.
Yeah.
It's in there.
It's in there.
There is one. I don't remember what it is.
Yeah. There's one where Paul was talking. It's in Galatians.
The faith of the Son of God. Yeah.
Yes, that's it. That's it. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Not in the Son of God.
I live by that faith of the Son of God. That's right.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah, and the fruit of the Spirit.
I think it's the biggest miracle that we can experience is that faith. Because I know for me, I had no faith at all, and I thought it was crazy. And then after an encounter with the Lord, all of a sudden I believed it. I mean, that faith just dispels all darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that we can even say that we believe in Jesus Christ, because when you think of it, in a normal way or a natural way, it's ridiculous to think that this God, you know, to be born of a virgin in a natural way, without God, you could not really believe it.
Yeah.
It's really a miracle.
Yes.
Yeah. And can you explain it to anybody just on a natural level?
No.
No.
I don't think you can. Because they'll all say, like what Doris was saying, I just don't have that kind of faith. And I'm thinking, no, you probably don't, because you can't conjure it up. It's a gift from God.
Mm-hmm. Until the veil's removed.
Mm-hmm. Until the veil's removed.
That's it.
Yeah.
Then it's like your eyes are open.
Yeah. It's such a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even, you know, for the people who grew up in church, they can believe it, but to really have that revelation of it, that is a spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. You mentioned the phrase, until your eyes are open. Could you imagine trying to explain sight to someone who has never seen?
No.
How would you describe sight to someone who has never seen? They have nothing they can... How would you even explain it to them? It'd be like...
Be lost.
How do you communicate it?
Yeah.
But if they could see... There would be no explanation anymore. I think it's something along the same lines when somebody, you got a revelation of, you know, you got the faith, accepted the Lord, get born again. You know it.
Right.
Now you know it. You've accepted that by faith.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But using it is a whole different matter. You know, I mean, you know you have it. You believe God is your Savior and that you've been healed, like for me.
Mm-hmm.
But to use it and to get rid of all that unbelief is a whole different. That's something you have to walk out. It's not the gift.
You took the word right out of my mouth.
Yeah, you got to walk that right out. But that gift, I mean, for me to... You know, listen to the Christmas music and cry.
Yeah.
To go, it's just mall music. You know, I had no idea. And not being born, you know, I was raised Jewish, so it is. It's just such a miracle when we talk about faith. I don't think people, you know, unless your eyes have been open, you don't really realize it.
When I have prayed with people before, I said, I have told them, you must walk by faith and trust in the Lord. And they just learned. I said, and believe that what is going to happen will happen. Don't doubt, but believe it.
Yeah.
Now I have prayed with people that I have prayed with God that has just literally touched them so strong that they fall onto the floor.
Right.
And that's a beautiful thing that God gives to you, in my opinion.
Especially if they're healed.
Yeah,
but it's him.
It's not you. I'm not saying it's for me. I'm just saying that this is how God shows. When you talk to somebody, you got to explain to them because they're real blurry. Especially if nothing like this has ever happened.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Once they feel that from God, and once, like I said, a lot of them fall on the floor, but there's a reason for that, because sometimes God wants you to be directly with Him and just be still and don't move from that spot that He puts you, so that you can relax and know that He is God and that He's taking care of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told Him, I've told several people, about that. And there's nothing wrong with that because they have to learn. If they really don't know and they're new at it, then they can help somebody else themselves, So.
Well, God said that, the scripture said that the disciples went about and the Lord confirmed his word with signs following.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so then we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Right.
So mm-hmm. as you're planting the word, like you said, mentioned about getting born again, mm-hmm. was it the word of God that mm-hmm. you heard?
Yeah.
So the word of God quickened and the word of God brought the faith. There's, we can... We tell someone about the healings and about the victory that's available,
mm-hmm.
which then can get them hopeful. Oh, this is true. And then faith mm-hmm. is we give them the word then with that. Mm-hmm. Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for. And then they can say, God confirms that.
How did that happen, if you don't mind me asking? What, did somebody invite you to church? Did
the process? Sister. My sister did. She invited. It was a Benny Hinn meeting.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I don't want to get into it because it's a whole.
No,
thing,
I don't. I mean, just the initial.
I did it because I felt sorry for her. I didn't feel like
okay.
I had a need
okay.
for God.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the
mm-hmm.
Word of God was preached, which mm-hmm. not even Jackie was disappointed. They called an altar call like first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And. I just had a supernatural experience. I mean, my heart
Amen.
Was pounding and my seat got high.
Amen.
Someone was
Amen.
Pushing me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I just ran up there.
Okay.
But my soul was saying the whole time,
this is
oh, my
right.
God, I don't want to go up there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like an idiot. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I
mm-hmm.
was right in front of Benny Hinn and there was cameras.
mm-hmm.
And I thought my mom's going to kill me because I'm Jewish. And
Amen.
So I didn't even really want
Amen.
It.
Yeah.
And I walked out a whole different person.
Okay.
I mean, I'm telling you, flat out, completely changed
mm-hmm.
and healed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Delivered, completely Amen. Delivered.
Yeah.
So I don't know how, I still don't know how it happened. It was just
Praise God.
Sovereign God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing I even wanted. I was mad.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted my life back. So it was a very unusual experience.
Amen. Amen.
But she did it to me.
Yeah.
I was mad at her for a few years.
But you took a step.
Right.
I did.
You took a step of faith. You took a step
I
of faith. God met you where there, and then and you received the healing. And
right.
Dragged her to church.
She dragged me to church for years.
She would stare out the side window.
I didn't want to go. Yeah, it was very...
Amen.
I didn't feel a need. But
yeah.
then I look back. I was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I needed the Lord so bad, and I was searching. I was... in all the New Age bookstores, and I had my crystals, and I'd read tarot cards. I mean, I tried everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But Christ, because being Jewish, that's like, oh, no, you don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
And, so my journey was a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody's journey is unique.
Amen.
Yeah,
because
God,
that's what I wanted to hear. That's
And that's
what I said before. We're
mm-hmm.
all just like, still everybody's experience.
Yeah,
everybody.
That's what the journey is. Everyone's their own because it's that's what God makes us unique.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or he teaches that unique so we can pass on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
If you're from faith to
so
faith.
So true.
Yeah.
You gotta
yeah.
develop, and your faith
right.
today is different from tomorrow.
So true.
Your faith in just one experience enhances you to where you're. You can't even express it. You're flabbergasted.
Exactly.
The best thing for you to do is you shut up and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes our mouth gets involved with our thinking, and it overtakes that tongue. That tongue is so vicious that it swells up. It should just swell up and stop, but it doesn't. It just.
But it starts in your mind.
Yeah,
that's our problem. Is our mind.
Yeah. Yeah, we start thinking.
Amen.
We start thinking. And that can be a battleground.
It is the battleground.
Yeah.
Even a fool mm-hmm. is counted as wise when he holds his
tongue.
Yeah.
But that's where it says about taking every thought captive.
Right.
Because there's a battle going on to try to talk you out of it.
I think that is the key
and
to
take
everything.
Take no thought saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that I've really... And a lot of times people say I'm fanatical about that. When I hear certain things,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, no, don't say that. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, the Lord has really bridled my tongue with that. You know, I'm very conscientious about being quick to listen and slow to speak, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm very mindful about what I do speak and what I hear others speak like, well, no, you know, yeah, that's going to happen. I said, well, no, not to me.
Yeah. Not to me.
You know, and I'm right. quick to respond to that. No, that's not me. That's yeah. not me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't receive that.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, but no, I don't receive yeah. that. So, yeah.
Yeah, based on what the word says.
Based on yeah. what that word says.
What that word right. says. What does the word say?
Yes.
I'm going to speak what the word says
mm-hmm.
and say what the word says. Mm-hmm.
Well, faith has many triggers. And the trigger of faith, yeah, a trigger is something that gets in our way. It's just like a, if it's the thing with triggers, like a gun, it's going to hurt somebody, it's going to go off. Mm-hmm. But it triggers a, triggers something else that shouldn't even be there. Our faith mm-hmm. is pushed in the wayside.
Because our mind or our thoughts
mind is
or thinking.
Else,
yeah.
Rather than our truth, the faith, the heart, or faith, or the,
yeah.
the gut. Well, say, some people have the gut feelings. Mm-hmm. Some people have something else. So everybody's yeah. different, unique.
Yeah, or our mind, or it's like, or our thinking, or our feelings, mm-hmm. or our senses, mm-hmm. or if those start yeah. coming in. Just like your mind was arguing you with you on that. Anybody, when you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, did your mind argue with you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your mind yeah. argued with you.
Yeah. It
yeah.
sure did.
Your mind argued with you
yeah,
because
your mind is telling you this is yeah. foolishness.
Foolishness. Yeah. This is foolishness. And yeah. And so you had to, there's a point where you take a step of faith.
Yeah.
Based on what the word said.
Yeah.
For me, it was in Luke where it said, you know, he said, you know, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I asked. Mm-hmm. So therefore, mm-hmm. I've got it. And it just said, but there's a step you take.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, does your mind argue with you as much now
no.
as it did mm-hmm. then?
Mm-hmm.
No, because you've taken those thoughts captive.
Yeah.
See, so you've gone through the similar process, same with the born-again experience. Like you said, when you first get born again, it's like, oh, you make that step. And then, but then you're, it's like, well, wait a minute. But you finally, when you finally go back to the word, well, am I saved or I'm not saved? I don't feel saved. Oh, I don't feel saved. I don't, you know, that little bit. But when you come back down to the word says,
you've been saved.
I'm saved. So I said,
that's
I
right.
received that
that's right.
by
right.
faith. Yep. Mm-hmm. I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit
by faith. Yes.
Now, I receive healing
by faith.
We can start seeing some parallels there. There was one, God, I was looking for a little way to try to think about faith, and God gave me a little picture of walking through the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking through the woods, and I hear a dog barking. What's my expectation?
To run.
Yeah, well, I guess if it's a big dog. What am I expecting to see?
A dog.
I'm expecting to see a dog.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you heard it.
I hear it. So the evidence is the dog barking.
Mm-hmm.
So the dog barking is the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't see a dog. I don't see a dog, mm-hmm. but I hear a dog.
Yes.
So I'm expecting to see a dog
right.
because
I hear it.
So
yeah.
there's my evidence.
Huh.
There's my confidence. No, I have confidence in my hearing
mm-hmm.
that there is a dog close by, especially if the bark's getting louder. I'm expecting to see this soon. So
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay, now if I look at a parallel of that to faith, yeah, I can't see this. My senses can't know it, but I see it in the Word. I see that in the Word, so therefore, it's got to be true.
Yeah.
So therefore,
yeah.
I'm expecting
mm-hmm.
to see the healing because the Word is guaranteed it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my title deed. I have my title
yeah.
deed. I have
praise
my title
God.
Deed.
Because
mm-hmm. now I can, that's something that I could hold on a little differently. Like okay, yes, it's not like another sense, but in a way,
mm-hmm.
a type of parallel to a sense. We believe things that our senses tell us. We believe things that our eyes tell us, our ears tell us, our touch tells us. Hey, believe what faith says,
mm-hmm.
what the Word says to us. And the fact that we've had a born-again experience and done it, have we done a baptism of the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues? So we already have conditioned our bodies, or conditioned our minds to submit in those areas. Hey, we're speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Just hush up. Say, okay, I'm going to hush up because this thing, I can't argue with this anymore. And you've seen benefit from it. Anybody seen benefit from praying in tongues?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have.
Yes.
And so you've trained your mind also to know there's benefits with this.
Yes.
So even though my mind says, I don't understand this, but there is benefit to this. I'm stepping back. All right. I'm submitting. Same thing as we step this. We can look at that same kind of thing with faith in other areas, mm-hmm. the faith in healing. My body's telling me one thing. Anybody have a test? You went through something recently with a blood cancer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so you just had something. Other people, anybody else had healings that you had to walk through?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And so there was things. Was your body telling you something different than what the word? Yeah. Loud.
Loud.
Screaming. Mm-hmm. Yes, loud mm-hmm. screaming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, but you chose the word?
Yes.
Chose
yes.
the word and saw the result.
Mm-hmm.
There was time when, it was probably about 20 years ago now, where my chest was just hurt, pain, and it was like bothering me. And I had to have a business trip out in Albuquerque. And I could just hear the devil tell me, you're going to die on this trip. I'm going to kill you. And it was like, and I was just, they had this little book and I was reading my promises and, you know, and I went out there and everything cleared and it was like, gone. I was like, done. And then it was like, you know, there were some other things going on. And what I did go into the doctor. And I ran through a treadmill test, EKG. They did a dye thing. And they said, can't find anything wrong with your heart. He said, but could be a lot of other things. I said, nah, nope.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, I'm done testing. And then I just went back to the word and said, you know, there was... God created me a new heart, a clean heart. That was one, which is in a little bit, but it's like
he did.
That was one of the ones. And then the other one was, you know, he took my sickness. He bore my pains. He bore my pains. Well, if he bore my pains, then I'm not taking this pain.
Hallelujah. That's right.
He bore my pain. And I just, when I looked at Isaiah 53, and you start looking through that. I mean, it talks about griefs and sorrow. When you look at it, it says griefs and sorrows, but it says pains and sickness is what it said. And I think it's Isaiah 53:10 where he said, God made Jesus to be sickness. And I thought, whoa.
He took that all on.
He made him to be that so I could be whole. It was like, wow. So it just became very, it's like, wow. That is mine. But there is a, you know, the... You have faith, in one way you can say I have faith in the word, but it's the faith in the person who spoke the word.
That's it.
You know? Yeah, because it's like somebody, you know, if you just see a word, well, who said you have faith in someone, but you have faith in someone,
mm-hmm.
someone who spoke the word.
Right.
The word
you.
That spoke the word.
He spoke the word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He is the word.
He is the word.
He is the word. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which back to the one you talked about, the centurion's faith, because he said, you know, just speak the word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he was, because just speak the word, and I'll be healed. We have the word.
Yeah, it is.
We have the word.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to just believe and not be in unbelief. Mm-hmm. That's our problem.
Do you think it would
renew your mind? Because mm-hmm. the pain is loud.
Yeah.
Pain is loud.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is loud.
Fear is loud. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the voices of others is loud.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Bartimaeus. You know, when Bartimaeus first
tried to deter him from, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he screamed all the louder.
Yeah. He screamed all the louder. Yeah. But there were voices around him telling him,
be still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. And then he stood up. It was interesting on him. He did something before he went to Jesus. Remember, he
took his coat off.
He threw away that garment.
Yeah, the garment that he.
Yeah. So there was a piece then that.
It was an act of faith right there.
Yeah.
It was an act of faith. I'm not going back.
That was faith without works.
That's right.
I'm not going back. So there was a faith step he already took. He said, this is it.
That's right.
I'm done with that. I'm not going to be deterred. It's like,
I am
quote anymore.
I'm not.
Not sick.
I'm not sick. I'm not blind. I'm not beggar.
Yep,
I'm not.
That's it.
That I'm no more.
It's,
it's like
choice.
That is
you
done.
You almost visualize
right.
that, you know.
Well, you make a decision.
Yeah.
I think once you make a decision, and you really just make the, you really make it.
Yeah.
That's when things can change.
That's when things change.
Yeah.
When you make that decision. It's no more wavering. Huh?
Right,
it's no more
right.
like maybe this,
it's
maybe
that.
Yeah.
Where faith is birthed. It's,
yeah.
It's
like,
that's it.
I'm, like you're lying in the sand.
Yeah, no more.
Mm-hmm. No more. No more. And I think that changes the, it changes the fight.
Dynamics.
It changes
yeah.
the whole dynamic at that point.
It does.
Yeah. And,
really
and
does.
I think that at that point is where Jesus said, your faith,
mm-hmm.
your faith has made you well.
Mm-hmm.
That was that stand. I'm receiving my sight. He said,
mm-hmm.
receive it.
Yeah.
Can you see the smile on Jesus' face?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can see it? Like, yes.
Yeah,
receive it.
My children.
Yeah. Somebody will just go out and reach it. I mean, you could see with the woman with the issue of blood we talked about. Can you just see the smile on his face?
Yeah.
Can you see when he whipped around, turned around and said, who touched me?
Yeah, that was
yeah.
powerful because she could have been just
yeah.
annihilated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Feel that.
Yeah. Who just touched me?
Mm-hmm.
But you think, but could, what was his expression? You think it was, who touched me? Was it, think it was anger?
Oh,
no.
I think it was like, who touched me?
Yeah.
He knew it was
he
like
felt
a,
virtue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
He was probably pleased, surprised.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Not angry.
No, because yeah. without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody reached out in faith.
Yes.
Can you see
yeah.
how much that pleased him?
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
It was like, who touched me?
Yeah, I never thought about that before, but he's,
yeah.
you know, you have to remember, he's not that angry thunderbolt.
No.
Old man with the gray beard.
No, you can say.
He loves you.
He loves you.
Yeah.
And he was just excited that somebody reached out in faith. Somebody
Beautiful.
Took what is.
Praise God.
Somebody reached out. All these people are touching him. All the people
mm-hmm.
are banging him. And they're. Somebody
mm-hmm.
drew what was available.
Yeah.
And boy, he could just see his smile.
Yeah.
And then
God.
She was, you know, trembling. But he says, hey, be
oh,
a good
yeah.
cheer. Be a good
oh,
cheer.
Oh, wow. I can imagine she
was
like, oh.
oh.
Well, she had made up her mind.
Yeah.
yeah.
She had.
And she thought, well, what else do I have nothing.
I have nothing else to lose. I'm
nope.
beating the death. So, hey.
Yeah.
I'm going in.
I'm going in. This is it. I will
anyway.
Be here. Yep. I will be whole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to be denied. Yeah. But just the excitement. I mean, she was afraid.
Yeah.
She was afraid, but just look at his response was, hey, be a good cheer.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
You was that was pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, I reached out, I received, that was pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
And even from our standpoint, we have that same kind of, that's the same Father.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ is the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Yesterday and today
forever.
And forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's that same heart.
Same heart.
Same heart that he has for us. Just, hey, would you reach out? Would you just take it? Here it is.
And it's good to remind ourselves of that, too,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
you know? In every situation, it's good to, because some things can come against you, and it seems like, whoa.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
But we have to go back to that word. That's why it's so important to be transformed. By the renewing of our mind
mm-hmm.
with the word. Because, in the deep night when things come upon you
mm-hmm.
and there's nobody there,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's the word.
There's the word. Yeah.
And he is always with you.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yep.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
There's the word.
Yeah. And then and he will bring back the word to your remembrance.
That's
so cool. Like, okay,
the
what is...
Spirit will bring all things. To
yeah. It's
yes.
okay. What do I need here? And then you'll get the word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What the word is.
Mm-hmm.
What the word is on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I talk about. You know, like, hey, what word are you standing on?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, okay, Lord, what's the word we have for this situation?
Mm-hmm.
What's the word you have for me for this situation? And so then, I have confidence in your word. I can, if we say, stand on your word, or I can believe your word, or this is what you told me.
Yeah.
This is what you told me.
Yeah.
This is what my body is telling me. But this is what you told me.
That's
so therefore, I believe what you told me.
Praise God.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
like an opinion. All right. Praise.
Faith is so big of a word. I just like to know what is faith? And it says in here, there's three kinds of faith: dead faith, romantic faith, and active faith.
Active.
Think of faith as, I have faith when I go, I need something, I will lay down where I, at night, I'll be praying or I'll be asking something, be physical or mental, or something with me. And in the middle of the night, sometimes I'll answer, or I get an answer, I get a feeling. Mm-hmm. Then I got to get up and do something, or I got to get up and look it up. I won't know what it is until I got to do it. You know, so it's faith as far as, and it works a lot. They say the older men you get, they have these dreams or have these, you know, how the progression of ages we've been involved with. But in my case, it works sometimes in the middle of the night, or sometimes during the day too. I'm doing something and you don't even think of it, and it already happens. You know?
So there's something you do. So to activate, there would be there's some kind of corresponding action that you take associated with it.
Yes.
There's a corresponding action that you do because of the faith. Mm-hmm. So the faith, it isn't the action that produces it, but the faith will, there'll be an action. There will be an action that you take because of it. Yeah. It was, so faith will, so.
Faith is an action word.
Faith is,
yeah.
So, yeah, faith,
active.
Yeah.
When I heard that word, active.
Active.
Faith is an action.
Action. Because there will be action. Because if you believe something, and you're, then there would be an action associated with that belief, mm-hmm. or as a consequence, or as an outcome, or a progression.
You
believe
expect something that might not exactly be that. That's the thing with faith. You got to trust the faith lots of times. I know you have faith that all this happened, but it didn't happen the way you expected it to happen. So
but the end result.
The end result was good.
This is what it is. I don't know how it's going to be, but
it
was there.
I don't even care.
I don't even care.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes you say, wait a minute, where'd the pain go?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, how did it leave? When did it leave?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know.
I don't know, but it's gone.
But it's gone. Yeah, and it's like, but we're not focused on it anymore.
Yeah.
Our focus is on him, focus on his promise, just worshiping or whatever. Say, oh yeah, that pain left. When did it leave? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Exactly.
But it left. How did it go? You know, I don't really know. But
it's gone.
It's gone. It was gone because it had to. It had to leave.
It had to.
So praise God. So.
Hallelujah.
We're at 10:15 already. We're at the end of class.
Oh, man.
It went.
Just went.
Man, you guys. Yeah.
Wow.
So, Lord, thanks so much.
Yes.
Praise God. So, thanks so much. There's so much more I know that you have to share with us on faith, but thank you for what we learned already this morning.
Thank
and thank you that we're going to continue to pursue
this
faith walk with you.
Yes, God.
Thank you that the teaching that you have given us doesn't stop at the end of this class, but you are continuing to show us as we dig into your word. You're continuing to teach us.
Thank you.
So we receive that, Lord, and we're rejoicing. We're going, walking on your word, standing on your word, believing your word, thanking you for the results that you promised. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.